Talking with Tammy Didlock with the American National Cattle Women, of course, Oklahoma producer and member of the Oklahoma Cattle Women. Tammy, you're going through the officer chairs of ANCW, and you're wrapping up your year now as vice president of the group. Give me maybe a little bit of a play-by-play of some of the things that you've been involved in and some of the things that you think have been important for the cattle industry on behalf of the cattle women.
Well, I actually have had the privilege of going to the CBB operating committee's meetings and getting more involved in how the checkoff programs are funded and the authorization requests, how those things go through that process. So it's given me probably a better and a broader knowledge of overall checkoff programs in general. And as a cattle producer, I mean, we all know we contribute that dollar and not, you know, always clear as to where it goes. So I have a much clearer understanding of that, and I think that's been real important. I've also had the opportunity to visit with cattle women all over the country. We all have a lot of the same issues that face us, I think, with good beef prices right now, which is not a bad issue, but some of the other challenges that we're faced with a lot of the other demands that are put on the industry. So
I know that, of course, one of the principal things that ANCW has developed its momentum down through the years has been some of the promotional efforts, like the Beef Cook-Off, for example. And, of course, we just finished the Oklahoma Beef Cook-Off, another round of the National Beef Cook-Off coming this next year, right?
Correct. Both of the National Beef Ambassador Program and the National Beef Cook-Off are both programs that are part of that funding process. And I think both of those really give good exposure to the demand for beef. It also gives us an opportunity to educate consumers about the nutritional value of beef. We've actually improved the beef cook-off by taking some information and had an audit done and had it looked at to see what we could do to bring more value, get more exposure, and get better return on the dollar that we're spending to do more of a recipe type of a contest instead of an actual cooking event. And then we've tagged that with some national exposure and promotion by doing a national sponsorship at the Metropolitan Cooking Show in Washington, D.C. later this year. So that's been kind of some of the new changes with the cook-off. And then we just completed, as you said, the Oklahoma cook-off. And those are programs that we do some at the state level, and then we tag those right into the national programs as well.
I know that one of the things that ANCW has had a lot of interest in is making sure we communicate our story well. And you've been trying some different things, I know.
Yes, one of the new actual authorization requests and new programs that we have is called the National Speaker Bureau. We have identified 20 individuals across the country. We had them into Denver this week, as a matter of fact, and did some professional training, videoed them, gave them some media exposure and training, and had them. We've prepared them a standard type of talk, speech, if you will, that actually helps them explain the beef story as from production, from environmental, from food safety, and from a lot of different angles that are all the things that we just make the assumption that people know, and we've got to quit doing that. As beef producers, we have to be responsible for telling our story and making sure that the information that's communicated is clear and correct. And I think that's the challenge we have.
I know that as you go through these chairs, you've had to make a choice, giving up time, giving up the other things that maybe you would like to do instead of, as you go through these chairs. If you are elected on to be president-elect, that's a couple of more years, obviously, under your belt. Why are you willing to do this?
Well, it has hindered my golf handicap, but it's actually, you know, it's something that you can either idly sit back and let your industry be kind of created and not do anything about it. And I guess I've always been a kind of a person that's, you know, can do, will do, and I'd like my destination to be at my own hands. And I think that you have to step up and be involved. And not just, I mean, in any national organization, I mean, if you're going to make a difference and you really want to see a difference, you've got to be willing to put some skin in the game. And I guess that's what my time is.
currently vice president of the American National Cattle Women. She'll come out of Denver, likely the president-elect of the ANCW. Reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention here in Denver, Colorado, I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.